how do you become an innovation powerhouse in our digital era? Welcome to the special edition podcast of the Oracle AppCast series. I'm your host, Carrie Jordan, and I'm a member of Oracle's Innovation Management Cloud team. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Olivia Burdack. She's a senior analyst with the global research and advisory firm Forrester. As an expert on innovation management, she researches how businesses take on digital transformations. Today, we'll explore her research findings around what's driving such change, what company leaders taking on digital transformations can learn from the latest innovation best practices, what you can do differently to more effectively identify and select the innovative ideas that are right for your customers and for your business, and more importantly than ever, what you can do to seamlessly connect those ideas with an effective business process that rapidly converts them into profitable products or services. Or in other words, how to become an innovation powerhouse in our digital era. Olivia, welcome to our program.
Hi, thank you very much for having me. It's a delight to be here with you today.
Olivia, you are an accomplished analyst. You've worked in business and academia, lived in 6 countries, and you've specialized in helping business leaders navigate digital transformations. Please tell us about your work.
For the last couple of years, I've been doing research into how digital disruption is affecting retail financial services. Initially, there was a lot of skepticism about the impact of software-driven startups on incumbents. However, when startups like Stripe or Lending Club not only survived, but actually reached billion-dollar valuations, this changed. So now CEOs at companies like JPMorgan Chase, BBVA, or Capital One have really bought into the concept of digital disruption. And what they're wondering now is how they should respond. One typical response has been to embark on digital transformation. But I think that we can't approach digital transformation as a big bang thing. It has to be about building the right capabilities that enable companies to innovate faster. Transformation, when seen in this way, is about changing your culture, your organization, technology, and metrics to be able to respond to threats and opportunities faster.
Excellent. So you've been studying financial services companies recently. Their digital transformations seem to really be an indication of what's coming or already happening for many other industries. We see all kinds of companies struggling to bring both control and openness to the innovation management process. Some start and actually end with idea management or ideation. But how would you advise a company to add discipline to their innovation management process so that they address the full scope of what's really involved?
I think it's a very common concern because it's fairly easy to generate lots of ideas, but quite difficult to decide which ones you should pursue, especially if you have limited resources. So your goal should be to build a steady stream of ideas that you can translate into products or services that your customers actually want. So you're trying to build an innovation pipeline with ideas that are spread between incremental, sustainable, or even more radical ideas. And if you have those kinds of ideas, they're varying budgets, timeframes, and complexity should ensure that there's always something in your pipeline. And this diversification should also help you manage the risks that are intrinsic to innovation. What you don't want to end up doing is just have a bunch of ideas or proofs of concept, and that's why you need discipline to help you evaluate and select the best idea. And importantly, the fact that something seems like a great idea doesn't mean that it's the right opportunity for you to pursue. You need a set of consistent criteria to evaluate ideas and to ensure that you don't pursue pet projects. And this matters in the context of a company because it could be your boss's pet project and you need a very good justification for why you're going to reject it. But of course, you're also in the early stages of innovation, so you need a lightweight evaluation framework that will ensure that you support your business objectives, and that also takes into consideration the resources that you might require, both in terms of development, integration, and maintenance, and also to ensure that you understand how sustainable some of these products are in the long term. The next stage is incubation. So this is where you progress the best ideas, develop requirements and concepts in a test and learn way. New approaches like agile development make it possible for you to develop your concept in a highly iterative manner. You want to be continuously refining it with your colleagues and your customers, and you need to monitor and measure these concepts to make sure that you keep on developing functionality that your customers want and that you deliver value. And in this way, you can build a portfolio roadmap with a steady stream of innovations that should hopefully align with your business objectives and should be achievable within your real-life constraints. And once you have that, you can repeat that and scale the process in a much more predictable, profitable manner.
Now, that makes a lot of sense. Ideas can come from many different places, but how to select the best idea that aligns with strategy seems to be that real challenge. What are some of the hurdles you see leaders face as they approach this type of digital transformation initiative?
Yes, there are lots of hurdles that companies often complain about, and these can come in the shape of structural obstacles, cultural issues, or procedural challenges, or if you're particularly unlucky, a mix of all three. Structural challenges mean that you are facing a siloed organization, that your senior executives might be reluctant to change, particularly if they're a bit older, they're nearing retirement and they just don't want to take on any risks. You could also be facing middle managers who basically block any new ideas, or you could be working with outdated technology platforms. And cultural barriers are about habitual thinking and conformity, where no one is willing to take on any responsibility or accountability for innovation. Conformity usually thrives in an environment where top executives don't encourage or even go as far as punish individual initiative. Employees who have ever tried to get a new idea accepted and failed, they will struggle in the future to commit any time or energy, and perhaps will be even worried about the impact that failed ideas might have on their careers. And last but not least, we have procedural barriers. So these are typically budgeting issues, regulatory compliance, or perhaps your incentive structure, which discourages employees from trying anything new.
Those seem like some pretty big challenges, especially if the executive is not a risk taker. So what guidance do you give leaders in those situations?
It's obviously very difficult, and particularly when you're faced with all three types of hurdles, you might have this temptation to set up a separate innovation team or a separate innovation lab. And you could see this as the only way to kickstart innovation. However, I usually warn people about doing this because I see these innovation labs as a temporary fix. You don't want to create an ivory tower. What you want is essentially to create a culture of innovation where innovation is everyone's responsibility and where people are able and willing to collaborate, and there's a lot of transparency and objectivity in the process. You want to empower employees with the right digital tools and, very importantly, autonomy, so they can make the right decisions on their own. And you don't want to have any infrastructure or process that stands in their way. So this is the kind of culture that you need to instill, and you need to reward your top contributors so that employees feel rewarded when they submit ideas and they don't feel that it's just another project that they will have to do, which is on top of their day-to-day tasks. So they want to be rewarded to do something different, and that reward has to also be meaningful to them.
I'm sure many of our listeners can really relate to this. It seems like quite a challenge in how you make innovation everybody's business. If listeners are thinking of investing in an innovation management tool or a software application, what are the key factors or features they should be looking for?
I mentioned earlier the different stages of innovation: idea generation, selection, incubation. So you want something that will help you across all of these different stages of the innovation funnel. Because as I mentioned earlier, just collecting ideas is not enough. You will end up simply with lots of different proofs of concept that lead nowhere. So you need help selecting ideas, and also something that will bring greater discipline into how you do this. You want to be able to compare different ideas, measure their impact, ensure that they are aligned with your business strategy, and equally important, that they are balanced against any existing budget constraints. Hopefully this should prevent you from chasing after shiny objects, and you will be pursuing something that is important to your company and your customers, and also something that is achievable. Because innovation doesn't just stop at selection. You need a good set of tools that will bring some continuity between these stages of idea generation, selection, incubation, where you translate some of these ideas into requirements and concepts that you can actually develop. And you need something that will allow you to measure success at each of these stages, so you can actually bring something to the market that is within your budget, time, and resource constraints.
So as business leaders are taking on a digital transformation, I'm sure financial growth or business growth is critically important. What's the real payoff of following this advice, of systematizing the innovation process in a way that's both sustainable and effective?
Yes, this is a major concern. As I mentioned earlier, lots of companies are launching digital and innovation labs, but I worry that these will deliver just marketing hot air rather than any true innovation. For me, innovating means developing and delivering something that is meaningfully different, something that can generate customer value or stickiness in that customer relationship, perhaps a more efficient way of doing things, or even an opportunity to open up new customer segments or new markets. There is this mistaken perception that if you attach any sort of metrics to innovation, you'll be constraining or even killing creativity. And I think it's certainly true that innovation is rarely linear, but if you introduce some discipline to your innovation process, then at least you can identify and address blockages in your innovation pipeline. And this will also protect you in the bad times. I know of at least one head of innovation at a large retailer who persistently resisted any KPIs for his innovation lab. But when his firm's profits tanked, he and his innovation unit were really first to be targeted for cost cutting because he simply couldn't demonstrate any value.
A lot of great advice for today. Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
My last piece of advice would be to just go out there and do something. I know of quite a few firms that get paralyzed trying to devise the right innovation structure. So they're wondering what the right team is and what the right people are, or they're still deciding on the right tool. And I think it's very easy to get bogged down in that process. But you really ought to just go out there and test some of these ideas in practice with customers or colleagues, and then build from there. So it's really important to have this test and learn attitude where you have some ability to test ideas And in this way, you also gain some prototyping experience and capabilities and go on from there. Once you have those proofs of concept, then you can use them to demonstrate value and hopefully also move towards the future, where digital transformation is less about just developing point solutions and more about building end-to-end customer journeys, so that in the end, you will be embarking on a digital transformation which is much more comprehensive than just focusing on these point solutions.
Olivia, it's been an absolute delight having you with us today and sharing in this opportunity to learn from your research findings and your insights. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a great pleasure speaking with you today and addressing these innovation challenges.
That was Dr. Olivia Burdack, senior analyst with Forrester and an expert on innovation management best practices. Be sure to visit Olivia's blog on Forrester.com and learn more about Oracle's Innovation Management Cloud software solution at oracle.com/innovationmanagement. Thank you for joining us today.